Liver, please rest easy down on Chestnut Street. 'Cause I'm here in that old freight train. Now I'm sitting around this very night. I'm listening and it makes me grin. Liver, please rest easy down on Chestnut Street. 'Cause I'm here in that old freight train. I know we let you in.
Only 17. Wine, 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 we pour over everything. Bloody Mary, breakfast busting up the street. Brothers fighting, when's a baby gonna sleep? Heave and ship two sails away. Said it's the culmination of a story and a goodbye session. It's a tick of her time and the tick in her head that made me feel so strange. Said I could call you baby, I could call you diamond, it's a one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay. Oh, she's only 17. Wine, 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 we pour over everything. Bloody Mary, breakfast busting up the street. Brothers fighting, when's a baby gonna sleep? Heave and ship two sails away. Said it's the culmination of a story and a goodbye session. It's a tick of her time and a tick in her head that made me feel so strange. Said I could call you baby, I could call you diamond, it's a one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay. Said I could call you baby, I could call you diamond, it's a one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay. I could call you baby, I could call you diamond, it's a one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay. I could call you baby, I could call you diamond, it's a one in a million. Oh, it's the rolling of your Spanish tongue that made me want to stay.
Some music from the Reed Brothers, better known as the Proclaimers, here on the Viva La Mock radio program, doing their version of Kings of Leon's 17. And you're thinking, Moxer, wait, hey, before you get into what you just played, the Proclaimers, I'm thinking, yeah, they had that big hit, I'm Gonna Walk 500 Miles. Well, guess what? The Reed Brothers, and I'm not talking about William and Jim, different Scottish Reed Brothers. I'm talking about Craig and Charlie, the Proclaimers. It's their birthday today. It is. They are 59 years old, so I thought I'd play some Proclaimers because instead of playing the big hits, I wanted to play something a little bit more obscure, and I may or may not have a cover version of the big hit somewhere on the docket in tonight's program. Let me tell you what else you heard in that set of music just before I get too far off base. Before the Proclaimers, how about some Firehose in there? Went back to 1987's Iffin album in memory of Elizabeth Cotton. Before that, Elizabeth Cotton. Yeah, Shake Sugar Ree. I believe she had her granddaughter sing that one. And Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you each and every week at this time. People call me the Mockster, so yeah, my name is Mock. What should I tell you? What should I tell you? I don't know. How about the fact that if you're listening to the Friday night edition of Viva La Mock, in a few hours, you will get a midnight mock. At some point, you'll get a radio calendar and a music calendar. And if you're listening to the Tuesday Encore edition, you might not get all that, but you will get at least 2 hours, the first 2 hours of this radio program. Playing that Elizabeth Cotton makes me think I should tell you about something. When I'm thinking about blues, what am I thinking? I'm thinking, what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 3 hours of classic and traditional blues music? Yeah, you can get that with Steve with the Deep Blues Hour. Think about it. His Deep Blue Hour goes 3 hours, and it's Tuesdays from 7 to 10 here. It's 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. I got music to get to. Let's get to music. Let's just do the music thing. That's what I'm here for, to play music for you. Also, I'll let you know, I like birds.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store, the mean little people are such a bore, but it's all right. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on.
to call you names, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes the baby, here she comes now. And now comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Well, here comes the baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's oh so fine, never to be mine, no matter how I try.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bang that's a hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Lot of tricks are pulled in the book I read. Only man I know that got up from the dead. A lot of people living by the words that I said. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Think he'll ever come again a different way? Maybe he is coming all hours away. Too much goodness is a sin today. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Just a little different than a previous year. I think the happiness is getting very near. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did it come by UFO? Did it come by UFO?
What we are
talking about, my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation. This is my generation.
shall fade away.
Talking about my generation.
Don't try and take what we all see.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation.
Yeah, that is Oasis. Oasis blaring their way through a version of The Who's My Generation here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, from 1969, some Jim Sullivan and his song UFO. Yola Tango in there as well, doing their version of Here Comes My Baby from the Fake Book release. And start off that entire set with the Eels, because I like birds. What can I say? Do you want to know what else I like? Trees. Yeah, because you know what? Trees is how we can grow a vibrant community. Yeah, think of it. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood. What do? They encourage people to get out and be healthy and be active. Trees actually lift the value of homes, and they decrease the costs of energy within those homes. They support stable jobs, and they boost business at local stores. Of course, this message is from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, U.S. Forest Service, and your good friends here at WRCT. You know what I don't like? I don't like the temperatures outside. But spring is hopefully right around the corner. It's going to be 64 degrees on Wednesday. How awesome is that?
Sleeping alone, running for an evaluation.
from their number one debut album. I'm talking about the Go-Go's Beauty and the Beat. Would you believe it was 39 years ago this weekend that that album hit number one, and it was also the very first number one album with an all-female band. How much more the name of the track? Stan Laurel's in there from their latest release with the song Tomorrow. Also played The Librarians, asking for some peace and quiet, and start off the entire set with the Pez Band. Just reminding you, baby, it's cold outside, but in a day or two, it'll be warm outside, and then it'll be cold again, and then it'll be warm, and that's what happens right around this time of year out here in Pittsburgh. It's about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in. It happens each and every Friday night and again on Tuesday afternoon. So you are listening to one or maybe both of those programs right now. Maybe not. If you ever have a song suggestion, you can shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will play it on a future show. This show is already packed full of the hits and a couple misses, but a future show, I can get you your song played. I am more than happy to do that for you. Hey, speaking of the date today, guess what? 73 years ago today, Eddie Grant was born. Yeah, Electric Avenue Eddie Grant. And before he was a solo artist, he was in a band called The Equals.
Real, I'm running, police on my back. I've been hiding, police on my back. They were shooting, police on my back. And the victim really won't come back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They would catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have I done? I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. What have I done? Tell me. Give me something.
Shut up. get your hold of hummer. Love ride a trucker like I want a double. I love to air when I double hummer. Laying down on something that a jigger want. Love ride the air when I love a hummer. Pull out the mail, take a love a hummer.
Do that again.
Do 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 bom.
Oh God, loving and blah blah blah. All right, a heaven and a heaven love. I love loving and blah blah blah. All right, a rigga digga hubba lubba. Oh Lord, the mail ticket lubba hubba. Bend down the truck like I wanna do. I love the zipping and the hubba lubba. All right, a rigga digga blah blah blah. I love the woody woody packa packa.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, I'm in the blubber lubber. Now ride a hibber dibber zibber dibber. Pull out the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a one and never record breaker. Pull out the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a hoodie with his lubber lubber. Pull out the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a hibber in the hubber lubber. How long is something that a jigger want?
The other day I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bom.
Gal gal, loving and loving, loving, loving. I love the sun that I love to. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love the thunder that I do. All hell the man took a lover hover. He ride a one and a double lover lover. All hell the man took a lover hover. Laying down a loving and loving, loving. He ride a slip of the hover do.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow, lovin' and I'm lovin' lovin'. I'll ride a rickety dicky hubba lubba. I love a wonder of a do. He ride a living in a hubba lubba. I'll ride a hubba in a wonder. He ride a wonder of a rugga rugga. All hell can hell take a lubba hubba. Bend down a wonder of a do. He ride a hubba in a gun double.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow.
Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey's meat, little birdie's dirty feet. It's all mixed up with all-purpose porpoise pus. I made it just for you. Yeah, it's great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts. It's mutilated monkey's meat, little birdie's dirty feet. It's all mixed up with all-purpose porpoise pus. I made it just for you. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts. Mutilated monkey's meat, little birdie's dirty feet. All mixed up with all-purpose porpoise pus. And I made it just for you. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts. Mutilated monkey's meat, little birdie's dirty feet. It's all mixed up with all-purpose porpoise pus. And I forgot my spoon, but I got my straw.
Believe it or not, that's actually Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller fame doing his version of Great Green Gobs of Greasy, Grimy Gopher Guts. Part of a single he put out back in 1990. It was a 12-inch single where one side was the Foo Foo Heads and the other side was Penn Jillette. And, of course, they called it Two Cool Songs for Kids. Penn Jillette actually celebrating a birthday today. He is 66 years old, so I thought I would go back to the archives. And what I love about WRCT, one of the 4,312 things I love about WRCT, is the fact that we own the original 12-inch version of that song on vinyl, hence 12-inch. From Ralph Records, and that's just the joy that I get to play it for you every once in a while. The Chips in there from 1956. I'm doing a little Rubber Biscuit. Also played The Selector, Too Much Pressure, and start off the entire set with another birthday boy. 73 years old today. Talking about Eddie Grant. Played The Equals, doing the original version of Police on Our Backs for you. We got about 9 minutes before the top of your hour. When I play the ska and the reggae and things like that, it always makes me say, you know what? I got to remind you that a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space, but a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. So get it straight. A minute pause happens Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. with your host, DJ Sean Watson. Exclusively here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, speaking of anniversaries and the such, It was 40 years ago this weekend that Walter Cronkite said goodbye to the CBS Evening News and did his last broadcast. He had been on there for 19 years and obviously was a just like he's created himself to be the bar to which journalism has been set. So I was like, can I find a song that mentions Walter Cronkite? And I found a few, but I'm going to play this one for you. It's my Walter Cronkite song. Is it? It's actually Jefferson Starship from Modern Times.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
When I wake up, Yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. And when I go out, yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk, yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting drunk with you. And if I have her, yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who's have her and to you.
I promised you, did I not, a cover of the Proclaimers' I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. Craig and Charlie Reed of the Proclaimers celebrating their 59th birthday today. Happy birthday, guys. I'm sure you're probably not listening, but if you were or could, you can. We're online, wrct.org. That version done by Magnified Plaid, or as the kids call them, MXPX. Speaking of birthdays, some Vampire Nation in there, because Chris Thompson of Vampire Nation turns 37 tomorrow. Played some Mission of Burma in there with Peking Spring. Yeah. So for your younger kids, before we called it Beijing, We went around for years calling it Peking. Years. So, Mission to Burma in there. From the horrible truth about Burma. Start off the entire set with a song I wanted to name drop Walter Cronkite because this weekend marks the 40th anniversary of him retiring from the news. Went back to modern times from Jefferson Starship. Played a Stairway to Cleveland. Wrapping up that set of music. 7.5 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM. I would be remiss if I did not remind you that Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. Or online at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. A little earlier, I did play that song by the Chips, Rubber Biscuit. And a lot of you are going, you know, the Blues Brothers did that. And I'm like, yeah, they did. And I think they did a fine job. But I had to hold off because on this day in 1982, 39 years ago now, at the age of 33, we lost John Belushi. So let's play some Blues Brothers. Stephen Lamont.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight, and we would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We do sincerely hope you all enjoy the show, and please remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there are still some things that make us all the same. You, me, them, everybody.
Needs some days that will excite to make you dream of me at night.
Hey, this is Tom from the band Loose, and you are listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right, welcome everybody. It's November. It's a new week. We're going to start with something really instructive today. Last week, the week before, I talked about sort of the inherent difficulty of confronting these conspiracy theorists or conspiracy delusionists with the idea of I'm just going to show them how each one of their claims is wrong, and that it's really difficult to do this in real time. I talked about a recent Sam Harris podcast episode where he outlines this very well when he's asked, what about having someone like Brett Weinstein on and arguing with him about each one of his points related to vaccines and ivermectin, et cetera. And Sam Harris very astutely pointed out, it's really easy to start 10 small fires. And if you can only put out 8 or 9 of them, it kind of ends up looking like you didn't really address this elephant in the room. There was a really good post on our subreddit, which mentioned this and has a link to an interview that happened on Friday where Bill Maher interviews Sean Spicer. And this user, Reflex Point, actually says, Bill Maher versus Sean Spicer and why fact-checking conspiracy theorists in real time is a problem. David was recently mentioning Sam Harris's statement about why it can be dangerous to argue with conspiracy theorists in a live format, because if they just start gish-galloping a bunch of nonsense in real time, it can be difficult to come out of it looking like you won. And Sean Spicer does a perfect example of that when giving his reasons to question election integrity. He'll point to some obscure rule that changed in some battleground state and then claim it's suspect, and Bill is supposed to know about it. And if he doesn't, then Bill must be wrong in having confidence in the election results. So let's take a look. I'm going to play this 2.5 minutes uninterrupted. See if you can keep track of all the different assertions that Sean Spicer makes. I'm keeping track, and then we're going to go through them in a moment.
Yes. What about the election was rigged and Trump really won? Is that lunacy?
I think there are some serious problems with the election.
Here we go.
No, time out. Hold on. What? When you look at Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada,
yes,
the idea that we changed rules running up to an election in terms of how a ballot when it was counted, do you think Pennsylvania, the law signed by a Democratic governor in 2019, Act 77, signed by Governor Wolf, said that all ballots had to be in by 8 p.m.
There was a pandemic. That's why they changed
the law.
There was no time to do that.
There was plenty of time to pass legislation in all of these other areas.
But this is a rabbit hole you want to go down.
I do.
To avoid the question, did Trump win or lose the election?
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Because here's
the world does.
Tell me how many votes that got cast illegally and not according to the system.
But
who did they go for?
But this was litigated in every court. Even Republicans who were in charge of the vote came down on the side of this election was fairly adjudicated. You yourself said right after the election, they asked you about fraud.
They asked me if
you have said, I have seen no evidence.
Correct. I haven't. But what I have seen is a state. There's a difference.
So imaginary evidence?
No. There is a difference. What Pennsylvania's Supreme Court did, what Wisconsin's clerks did, they let people. Wisconsin does not have a provision in their law to let people vote early in person. It has an absentee ballot provision. People set up. Tables in parks in Madison, Wisconsin, and allowed people to come without identification. In Pennsylvania, they were allowed to vote without identification, no postmark on the ballot, in violation of Act 77 signed by a Democratic governor in 2019. And the answer is, well, then don't worry about it because it was a pandemic. Well, what's the next thing that you can just blow away? A law is a law until it's changed. You don't get to pick what you want to follow depending on what's happening outside.
Okay. This was looked at exhaustively.
That's not true, though. What was looked at, for example, in Wisconsin, the court ruled 4-3.
Okay, Sean, I get it. You know what?
You accuse me of something.
You said your piece. I haven't looked at this. You're like that kid in school who...
Who's right.
No. who has to answer about the book report, so reads one page very carefully that nobody else read, and then does a thing on that, and then we don't know what you're talking about.
You do.
But we know that what I do know...
Okay, so that's a lot.